What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 941. In this episode, I'll discuss whether nonverbal ICU pain scales can indicate the severity of pain. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode941. The use of pain assessments for patients who are unable to verbally communicate are recommended in the Society of Critical Care Medicine's Pain, Agitation, and Delirium Guidelines. Two examples of such assessments are the Behavioral Pain Scale and the Critical Care Observation Tool, the BPS and the CPOT. The BPS examines three domains, giving 1 to 4 points on each domain for a range and score of 3 to 12. The domains are facial expression, movements of upper limbs, and compliance with mechanical ventilation. The CPOT examines 4 domains, giving 0 to 2 points on each domain for a range and score of 0 to 8. The 4 domains are facial expression, body movements, compliance with the ventilator or vocalization if extubated, and muscle tension. Because the traditional numerical pain rating scale for pain is used to judge the severity of pain, based on how high pain is rated out of a maximum of 10 points, there is a temptation to do the same thing with the BPS and the CPOT. In practice, this would mean administering a larger analgesic dose for a BPS of 12 than 5, for example. In the original BPS trial, there was a non-statistically significant trend between the dose of analgesic and the BPS score in patients who had pain behaviors from nociceptive pain, such as suctioning or mobilization. However, there's a lack of evidence to support using a severity-based dose of analgesic depending on how high any of these behavioral pain scale scores are. Therefore, I use these scales to determine the presence of pain-related behaviors, but administer a fixed dose of analgesic and then reassess for pain-related behaviors at an appropriate interval, rather than giving higher analgesic doses for higher scores. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to practical training on the use of pain, sedation, and delirium scales in ICU patients. You can get immediate access to this and hundreds of other trainings and resources to help in your practice at pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.